Okay, last two mitzvahs of Parshas Emor. We are up to mitzvah Shin Chaf Dalet, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, says the Torah. We have the discussion of the Chag of Sukkot, as we have mentioned already. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael Emor, b'chamisha asar yom l'shchodesh eshvi azeh, Chag HaSukkot shvaz yimim l'Hashem. B'yam rishon mikra kodesh, kom lechaz avot alosasu, 7 days you should have yantif. And we already spoke about the Isser Malacha. Then the Torah tells us in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Eila Moadei Hashem, a sum up Pasuk of the entire Parshas HaMoadim that we have discussed for the past couple of weeks. Eila Moadei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh, Asher Tikro Sam Mikroi Kodesh, La'akriv Yishel Hashem Olo Mincha, Zevachon Uzachim Tveryom Biyomo, all the special karbanos. Milvad Shapsos Hashem, besides Shabbos, Umilvad Matanosechem, and besides the regular Matanos, Umilvad Kod Nidrechem, Nidvosechem, Asher Tidnu Hashem. Wonderful, sounds like the last Pasuk of the Parsha. But then, Pasuk Lamed Tes, we have another version of Sukkot. This is the only holiday that gets a double version in the Torah Shebichsav in Parshas Emor. Says the Torah then, Ach, b'chamisha aso yom l'chodesh ha-shvi, ba'as b'chem es tevuas ha-oretz, when you gather the Tvua of the land. Chaga Asif, Tachogu as Chag Hashem Shivas Yamim. Again, 7 days. Beyam Arishon Shabbason, Beyam Ashmini Shabbason. And again, we already know that. But here we have the mitzvah Sayom. Ulakachtam Lachem Beyam Arishon Priyetzadr, Kapos Samarim, Anaf Esavos Varvinacha, Ladalad Minim, Usmachtam Lafnei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yamim. The Chagosem Oso Chag Lashem, you should have a Chag Shivas Yamim Bashana, Chukas Olom Ladarosechem forever, Bacholish Ashvi Tachogu Oso. Then we have the Pasuk of Sukkis, Pasukos Teshvu Shivas Yamim, as we spoke about the first side of Sukkot, the special kavana that the Bach says one must have, that you should know, Kivasukos Oshati is Bnei Yisrael, Bahotzii Osam Me Eretz Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokechem. And then you have the final pasuk, Vayidaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. So it's fascinating. All the Mefarshim are bothered. Why? Two questions. Number one, why is Sukkot repeated? Why does Sukkot have a double rendition in the Torah Shebichsav? So let's answer that question first. And that is, the Mefarshim say, maybe if you look closely, you could see, ask another question, which already gives us hints to the answer to the first question. But first, actually, two approaches why there is a double rendition. If you look in the Kamotzei Shel Rav, he quotes one idea, and that is, if you look closely in the Torah, the first rendition of Sukkot, it says, Dabar b'nei Yisrael le'mor, b'chamisha asar l'yom l'chodesh ha-shvi'i hazeh, chag ha-sukkah shivas yamim l'ashem. This chodesh ha-shvi'i. As if to say that this one is different. And the next time, when it says the second rendition of Sukkot, it does not say that. It just says, second time, ulakachtem ach b'chamisha asar yom l'chodesh ha-shvi'i. There's no hazeh. So why is there hazeh? So two answers. One is mentioned by Kamotzei Shel Rav. He suggests, quoting other achronim, that when the Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, they did not sit in Sukkot. After all, or Shuklulav and Esrik. Why? Because Sukkah, after all, what's the reason for Sukkot? Either it's Ananei HaKavod, or it's Sukkot Mamish, but that's when the Sukkot Mamish were there, but that wasn't l'shem the mitzvah. Lo yitzrichem l'shevus besukos. We pass it on the akavet anyway. Shari tama yishuv besukos l'zecher mashiyashu b'midbar besukos shal on the akavet. V'yem kein b'midbar lo yitzrichem klal aso zecher sheyashvu b'folal b'tzel on the akavet. And also the dalin minim, because the pasuk says ba'as b'chem is tvoas haaretz. When you gather ulakachtam l'chem, when is chaga asif? So the first rendition of Sukkot is specifically Moshe Rabbeinu for this generation. B'chodesh ha-shvi'i hazeh. This generation, there's no mention of Sukkot, there's no mention of Dalet Minim, and it's zeh. Masha'enkin, the second rendition, there's no zeh, and that's where Dalet Minim are mentioned, that's where Sukkot is mentioned, and that's where it says, L'doro Sechem, because this will be for all generations. This is one reason why it has a repeat, because maybe there was a difference between what they did in the years of the Midbar and what they did for generations. Again, there's a couple of pages here discussing whether that is true or not. Are there other ayahs, whether Bnei Yisrael were in Sukkot in the Midbar and Shuk Lulav and Esrei. One. Another idea suggested by the Baal Torah Tamima and other Achronim, it's not quoted here at Kibbutz Shel Rav, but I think we mentioned this when we spoke about Rosh Hashanah, that first year that Bnei Yisrael, forget all the years of the Midbar, that first year, we know that, according to Moshe, Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a Wednesday night Thursday. Thursday was the first day of Pesach. So, if Thursday is the first day of Pesach, we know the first day of Pesach always corresponds to the same day as Tisha B'Av. At, right? At Bash. Beis, the second day of of Pesach is always corresponding to the day of the week Shavuos is going to be. The third day is always corresponding to the day of the week that Rosh Hashanah is going to be. So, if the first day of Pesach was on a Thursday, Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos. That first year was a Shabbat. That's why we mentioned a couple of mitzvahs ago, it says Zichron Shru and Emor. Because Zichron Shru was Shabbos. But if you do the math, if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, then the first day of Sukkot is also on Shabbos. So that's another reason maybe why it says Zeh. Because here, these weeks, we don't, this year, that first year, it was Shabbos. You're not going to sit in the Sukkah, Dalad Minim is connected to Sukkah. Sukkah, obviously, you do on Shabbos anyway. But maybe that's why it is mentioned Zeh, because the package of the mitzvah Sayom do not apply. Okay, then you got to work out the Sukkah, but that is one approach, two approaches, actually, why Sukkot is repeated. There are other parshanim that deal with in the Rishonim, but that is one. The second question that is dealt with is, why in the Torah Shebichsav do we have lulav and dalin minim before sukkah? Well, lakachtum lechem bayom harishon, today's mitzvah, dalin minim, and then we have the next mitzvah, which is a sukkah. If you look in Torah Shebichsav, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, when he put the Mishnayos together, the first two prakim of Maseches Sukkah are about Sukkah. The next couple of prakim are about the Dalad Minim. So why did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi switch it around? So there's an idea that's said by the Kedushas Levi in various contexts, and that is, B'nai Yisrael always put Hashem's covet first, and Hashem always puts B'nai Yisrael's covet first. The Klal Yakar says the same idea at the beginning in Parshas Matos. When Hashem says to Moshe to fight Midian, he says, Nekom Nikmas B'nai Yisrael. But when Hashem turns around and commands B'nai Yisrael to fight Midian, he says, Nekom Nikmas Hashem. He's always worried about Hashem's covet. Hashem's always worried about our covet. And that's the tefillin, the Gemara in Brachas. What does it say in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. And that's also why he says, we call the Yontif of Pesach, Pesach, because that's about Hashem's gablus. Hashem passed over our houses, while Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos. Why? Because matzah symbolizes our bitachon, our going out, lechtech achrei b'midbar be'eretz lo zeruah. So, in that realm, lulav and dalin and esrog and dalin minim versus sukkah also has that. Dalin minim symbolize our going out and doing mitzvos and being proud of our mitzvos. Hashem puts that first because that symbolizes our greatness. Masha'enke, we put sukkah first because sukkah symbolizes ananei akavid or sukkah's mamish, Hashem's protection. So maybe that's why the order was switched. Al P. Drush. Okay, that's just a couple of background issues, but now we get into the actual mitzvah, which we actually, as you know, could speak about for many, many hours, but we'll try to do a little bit of justice to it in the few moments that we have here in the mitzvah shir. So, mitzvahs lulav. Shenikach biyom rishon shel chag ha-sukkos biyadenu pri etz hadar. On the first day of sukkos, we have to take a beautiful fruit, which as we know is an esro, kapos tamarim, which is a lulav, va'anaf etz avos, and hadasim va'arve nochal and aravos shne'emar ulakachtem lechem bayom arishon pri etzadik abos tamarim va'anav etzos arve nochal uba hapirish. And we know from Misora pri etzadar is an esrog kapos ram a lulav, and that also alludes to one lulav and anav etzavos hadasim and arve nochal is arava. The Rambam in his Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos, he discusses the five categories of Torah Sheval Peh. I think we have mentioned this in other contexts also. Five categories of Torah Sheval Peh. What are they? Number one, says the Rambam, are Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Mesora, halachas, ideas that we have from Mesora from Moshe Rabbeinu. Number two, halacha Moshe Misinai. Number three, everything learned out from Drashas Chazal. That's the largest. That's Gzeir Shava and Hekish and Klal Ufrat Uklal and Ribo Miet and Kal Vachomer. That's the largest category of Torah Sheval Peh. Category three. Four and five. Four is our Takanos and five are Gzeiros. Those are the five categories of Torah Sheval Peh, according to the Rambam. The question that the Rambam deals with is, what's the difference between the first two categories? Between Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu and Halacha Moshe Misinai. What's the difference? He says, in both of them, there's never a machlokes, which got the Rambam into trouble. The Chavos Yar has a long tshuva suggesting that, you know, trying to explain how the Rambam can say there's never a machlokes about Halacha Moshe Misinai. There seems to be many arguments about Halacha Moshe Misinai. We just had it in Daf Yomi, right? Vestos, the Araisa de Rabbanan. Rashi says that Halacha Moshe Misinai. How could there be a machlokes about that? You have to re-explain it somehow. Beginning of Baba Kama, Tsroros seems to be a machlokes. Halacha Moshe Misinai. Again, there seems to be many machlokos. So, how does the Rambam get out of that? Okay, not for now. But either way, the Rambam says, what's the difference between a Pirush HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu and Halacha Moshe Misinai? So, he says the difference is, whether we would have learned it out misvara. If we would have had 1,000 years, could we have figured this out? So he says, HaPirushim HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, we might have been able to figure out. What are examples of a Pirush HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu? So, he says, Shaharei me'oz v'arata, lo matzana machloka shenaflo bizmaman azmanim, mimos Moshe v'ad Ravashi, bein hachachamim, sheyomar echad, hamotzi ein chaver yotzi yaseinu. We don't want to find anyone, any halachic authority that says eye for an eye is literal. Or, this is what's important for us, his second example, v'lo matzana gamkein machlokas, v'masha amar akasa priyetz hadar. Achi yomar echad shu esrog, v'yomar achar shu chabushim, o rimon mozulaso. There are a lot of beautiful fruit. And nobody's going to say that Eitz Avos is something other than Hadas. These are two of the examples the Rambam gives is from our mitzvah. These are Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. What exactly are the Dalin Minim? We would have, well, an Esrog is a beautiful fruit. We might have come up with that. That's a Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe. Halacha Moshe Misinai, there's no way we could have ever figured it out. It's not based on logic at all. It's just a concept. It's a halachic concept that we are taught going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, weiter. Mishorshi ha-mitzvah haktama. What's the shorsh behind the mitzvah of Dalin Minim? Haktama. Kvar kasafti lecha b'ni kama famim. I've already written to you many times, my son. This is his famous line. Sheha adam nif'al kafi pu'ulosav shi'aseh tamid. We are influenced by what we do. V'rayona v'chol eshtono sav nitfaso zachrei po'al yadav. Whatever we do, we are influenced by it. It affects our machshavas. V'yal kein, kiratza amakom, lezakos amo Yisrael. So Hashem wanted to be mezake us with many mitzvahs in order to help us perfect our religious personality. U'mechlala mitzvahs tzivanu lahatfis machshavateinu b'avodoso b'tara. Amongst the mitzvahs are, he says, for example, tefillin. Why do we wrap ourselves with tefillin? So we can connect it to our Eivarim that the tefillin are keneged. Liosam munachem keneged Eivare ha'adam. How you doing, Bo? L'mishkan ha'seichel v'heim alev v'amoach. The tefillin shal yad is keneged alev, and the tefillin shal rosh is keneged amoach. And through this, our limbs are perfected in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukimo chein, and he says, just like that mitzvah is keneged the limbs, so too, as we know, the lulav. Ukimo chein mitzvah ha'lulav, v'mshloshes minam mizeh ha'shorashi. It's the same thing as to affect us. Lefi. In a couple of ways. First, he quotes, "She yemei achagim yemei simcha gedola liYisrael." The Sukkot is an unbelievable simcha. Why? It's the end of the harvest season. Hopefully, we are basking in the glory of a successful harvest. Ki ueis asifas atvuos uperos ilan abayis. We worked hard in June, in the springtime, and in the summer, and now we harvested. Now we're at home, and our silos are full, and we're getting ready for the winter. V'yaz yismechu b'nei adam simcha rabba u'mepnei chan nikra chag asif. We're b'simcha. The Torah tells us, channel your simcha. You have simcha, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tziva ha'kel la'amo, that's why dafkat chag ha'asif, you have a chag la'shem. And we have a mitzvah to take the produce, some of what grew, and use it in a mitzvah. V'tziva ha'kel la'amo, la'asos l'fan of chag, bo so ha'eis. L'zakosam li'os ikra simcha l'shmo. We have to channel our simcha. We're going to have simcha anyway, we channel it. Like the well-known Stipler, where the Stipler says in Birchas Peretz, that's why Yaakov Avinu, when he met Yosef, after all those years, he said Kriya Shema. Why is he saying Kriya Shema then? Because he knew that he would have tremendous simcha at that moment. He was on such a level, he channeled it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an unbelievable superhuman level. We're not on that level. But at least in a certain way, when we all shake the lulav at Esrog, and it's Zman Shel HaAsif, connect our simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubiyos ha-simcha moshechas ha-chomer harbei u-mishkachas mimenu yiras ha-lokim beis ahi, because the simcha can make us forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzivanu Hashem lakachas bein yadenu dvarim ha-mazkir mosanu ki kol simchas libeinu lishmo b'lichvodo. So we are commanded to take items that remind us both of the harvest and remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He helped everything grow. Wonderful. That is number one. Number two, he says, the famous Medrash. There's another idea besides the Dalin Minim, and that is just like tefillin connected to certain Eivarim, so too the Dalin Minim. Shehem domim le'Eivarim sheba'adam hayikarim. They are connected, the four Minim are connected to the Eivarim. Sheha esrog doma le'lev, the esrog is like a heart. Shumishkan ha'seichel. Interestingly, the heart is the seichel. Lirmos sheyavod baro b'sichlo. Va'lulav domer l'shidra. The lulav is a spine. Shehiya ikar sheba adam. That's the ikar. It holds up a person, the posture. Lirmos to teach us sheyayshir kol gufo la'avodaso barachu. That we have to straighten ourselves to God. Va'hadas domer le'nayim. The eyes l'rameis shelo yasser achareina b'yom simchas libo. We should not follow our eyes. Right? One of the six constant mitzvos, vos asur achrei levavchem, v'achrei einechem. The arava, domel esfatayim, and the arava, which each leaf looks like a pair of lips, so that's like the lips, shebohen yigmar ha'adam, kol ma'aseihu badibur. Right? So we remember that we have to control our mouths. Those are the Dalet Minim. We mentioned the Shemen HaTov has a beautiful thought in his volume on Moadim, where he says, interestingly, the Dalet Minim are connected to all of the Evarim, but one of them does not work. One Lulav, one spine. One Esrog, one heart. Two Aravos, two lips. Three Hadasim, two eyes. Why is that not parallel? So he has two suggestions. He says either maybe it's the eye of Havana. The third eye is the eye of Havana, like the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, where it says Vayar, Vayar two times, and Rashi quotes Avram Avinu, he saw the Malachim, and the second Vayar is he understood. Like you're talking to a friend, and you say, and you're arguing with him, and then we say, oh, now I see it. What do you see? You don't see anything. You understand it. But we use that in even in English. Now I see it. You see it. You understand it. So maybe the third eye is the eye of Havana. The other idea that he mentions is that a Jew always sees in three tenses. Past, present, and future. Everything in our life is based on what we have come from, where we have come from, we're a chain in the Mesorah, living in the present, and with an eye towards the future. Those are the three eyes of every Jew. And that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, his takel v'gimel dvarim v'enata b'lidei aveira. Me'ayin bata, that's the past. Ula anata olech, where are you going? That's the present. That is the future. And that's also the gimel avos, he quotes from Rav Huttner. Each of the avos, only three are called avos, the Gemara says in Brachas. Why? What about everybody else? Because each of the avos symbolize each one of these. Avraham is being osek in chesed, right, daily. He symbolizes the present. Yitzchak Avinu was the first av to never leave Eretz Yisrael. He was Nemo Lishmona. He had a perfect beginning. He had an Akeda. So that symbolizes the past. He has a perfect past. Yaakov Avinu, first av with Bitaso Shlema. First Av, I misspoke before, Yaakov was Mitaso Shlema, that his children were perfect, all the shift they cut, that's symbolizing the future. A person's children are his future. So the past, present, and future. So that's the three eyes of every Jew, and those are the three Hadassim. Okay, we continue. Says the Chinuch, the halacha is, as we know, the pasuk says, ulakachtem lechem bayom harishon. Mida Oraisa, the mitzvah of lulav is every day in the Beis HaMikdash, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, it is only for one day. Why is that? Because the Ikar Simcha is Yom Rishon. That's the excitement, the first day, but that is the Din Oraisa. Let's mention it now, because I'm not sure if we'll get to it. There is an important shita that one should be aware of the Bikurei Yaakov. The Bikurei Yaakov tells us that there is a sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah and other places of Pirush Mishnayos that whenever it says Mikdash in Mishnayos, it could mean all of Yerushalayim. Mikdash means Yerushalayim. So when it says the Mikdash, how you talk about Voloba Medina, for example, the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, that means according to the Rambam, in all of Yerushalayim they used to blow on Shabbos, not only in Beis HaMikdash. So the Bikurei Yaakov, Rebecca Bettlinger, Aruch Laner, in his commentary on Hilchas Lulav, he writes at the beginning of Tafresh and Ches, according to the Rambam, if you say that Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim, maybe all of old Yerushalayim has the halacha of Netilas Lulav Kol Shiva. And therefore, maybe one should go to Yerushalayim. If somebody lives in the old city of Yerushalayim, there's a mitzvah every day. That's his chumrah. There's a chumrah of the achronim, of some in the, they say the briskarav, and they say Revel Yashiv. Some try to get to Yerushalayim, the old city part of Yerushalayim, sometime during Sukkot, not on the first day, maybe every day. Because even if you shook lulav outside of Yerushalayim earlier, to go to Yerushalayim and shake a lulav, because that's a daraisa. That's a daraisa, according to this Rambam, that Mikdash is Yerushalayim. This is a chumrah. Most do not assume one has to do this, even if one lives even in Yerushalayim. But you didn't shake a lulav. You don't have to be machmer to try to fulfill the daraisa. It's a Rambam. But either way, this is Darach Laner. Who argues on this? The Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch knows Aleph says explicitly that he has a quote the Aruch Hader, he lived around the same time, but says the Minchas Chinuch, I think that the mitzvah of lulav in Mikdash only applies in the Azara, not even on Har HaBayis. That's his suggestion, because that's what Lifnei Hashem is. He writes on the fifth line of Os Aleph, Nir lani yatzadi pashit da mitzvi dafka ba'azara, tehi machlis shchina, shayach shapar Lifnei Hashem lokechem. Aval Har HaBayis lav b'chal zeh. Har HaBayis is not included in this. Okay, that's an important ta'ara. Continuing now, again, what should we talk about? If you skip a couple of paragraphs in the Chinuch, we know the mitzvah of Dalaminim are the Na'anuim. Na'anuim. V'dini Na'anua, we know that we wave up, down, right, left, Molechu Mevi Malu Morid, based on the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lam Zayin, who says that we should shake. The Gemara there says, has a machlok, is why we shake in the different directions. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lam Zayin Amabez, Molechu Mevi Lemisha Ha'arba Rucho Shalo. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Molechu Mevi Kedei Latzar Ruchos Ros. Malu Umar Kedei Latzar Tzlalim Ra'im. Right, is do we shake to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the directions, or do we shake to prevent bad winds, bad dews? Rav Soloveitchik and Rishima Shiurim writes, this machlokus could be about the Yesod of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Are we supposed to focus on godless habore or shiftless ha'adam? That's the difference. When it comes to Rabbi Yochanan, Molechu Mov, maybe, why are we doing that Nuim? To remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the Ruchos, he's in charge of all the directions, godless habore. Or do we focus on the vulnerability of man? The shiftless ha'adam, k'dei latza ruchos rose, v'tzalim ram, we can focus on both of them in our shaking of the lulav. A very important discussion, again, we don't just mention all regal achas, is that we know the Rambam and the Chinuch only count one mitzvah of Dalad Minim. Even though there are Dalad Minim, Lulav, Esra, Kadasam, and Aravis, there is only one mitzvah counted. That's what the Chinuch says a little later on as well. And this mitzvah, the halacha is Ma'akvin Zedzeh. If I don't have a Hadasim, it's pointless, basically, to shake the other three. Maybe it was Zecher, so you don't forget, but really, they're Ma'akiv Zedzeh. These parts of the mitzvahs are Ma'akiv Zedzeh, and the Rambam counts it as one. The Rambam says, though, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, don't think that this is a rule that whenever mitzvahs are Ma'akiv each other, so then they're counted as one, and if they're not Ma'akiv, then they're counted as two. Because Lulav works. Lulav, this works. They're Ma'akiv each other, they're counted as one. Tfilin also works. Tfilin are not Ma'akiv each other, they're counted as two. But Tzitzis doesn't work. Tzitzis, Tchelos and Lavan are not Ma'akiv each other, and is counted as one. Chalitza, different parts of Chalitza are not ma'akiv each other, counted as one. So Soloveitchik develops the idea, and another acronym as well, that when it comes to ma'akvin zezeh, there are two types of ma'akvin zezeh. Doesn't mean they're independent factors, then it would be counted as two mitzvahs, or does it mean that there's an ikker part of the mitzvah and a tuffel part of the mitzvah. So there's only a tuffel part of the mitzvah, so that can still be counted as one, and ein ma'akvin just means that you wouldn't have to do it in order to be yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, this takes care of Dalid Minim. Just to finish up, the Chinuch said this mitzvah applies always, only to men. It's a mitzvah say Shazman Grama. If women want to do it, they can. Can they make a bracha? That's a machlokas, machaber in the Ramah. The overall level of Natal Abra Minim Elu Biyam Rishon Shachak Sukkis Shalochal B'Shabbes B'Chol Makom. If somebody did not shake a lulav when first day of Sukkis fell on a weekday or any day of Sukkis in the Beis Hamikdash, Bitel Asay Zeh. They're mavatel this ase. Ube mikdash, it was taken on Shabbos, if the first day was on Shabbos, it was taken there as well. Okay, we'll stop here. We will continue with Sukkah next time.